Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to Energy is Changing the World. I'm your host, Tawanda Allen. Welcome back, and I will say please forgive me, but I had to take a great long break. I know I haven't been on the show for the last 2 months. May was a very challenging month for me, and then I decided to embark on a windfall opportunity to go to San Diego to embark on the International Holistic Leadership Workshop for Mothers and Daughters. Unfortunately, due to life showing up and circumstances that truly had none of my control, that's going to be put on hold right now. It may be put on to a hold till next year. But I keep you all posted. I just want to kind of just touch base, let you all know you were missed. And I miss doing my work. I miss showing up and being a service to the world in a great place. But enough of that. We got a great guy here today. Interested in introducing Mike Oski.
Hi, Tawanda. How are you doing?
Oski. Great guy. I was blessed to come across from a friend. She brought him to my path, and we're going to find out today, you know, who he is, where he comes from, how he's coming to the work he's doing. He got a great book out and just some fantastic things lined up for the rest of 2015. Mike, are you there?
Yes, Tawanda, how are you doing? It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? I know I could say more about you just, and every time like before we even got on the show, we started talking about you and I, our conversation never lasts less than 30 minutes. So this is going to be really exciting. But welcome to the Energy is Changing the World. I'm very excited to have you here on a Sunday. Weather's, I don't know how the weather there is in Michigan, but I know it's a tad bit, I call it toasty. Somebody else would say hot here in Arizona, and it's just great to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's around, I believe, 85 out there, here in Michigan, and it's sunny, so I'm enjoying the weather, but it's a pleasure to be here and be giving me the opportunity to talk about myself. First of all, my name is Mike Markovsky. I was a controller for 16 years. I retired in 2012. I've been married for 26 years to my wonderful wife, Rita Markovsky. I have three boys, Daniel Markovsky, Brandon Markovsky, and Jason Markovsky, and they're great kids. But it was a great life for me being a controller in the business world. Like I said, did that for 16 years. And also, during that time, I was teaching a self-esteem class for children, grades 4 through 7, and really enjoyed that. I developed the class because I felt there was something lacking in the schools, and it was really successful and really enjoyable to help kids find the spark and the energy within themselves. And it was one of the more successful classes. It was through the Saturday Scholars Program through the schools here in Michigan called Utica Schools. And just a really enjoyable experience seeing kids really get that taste of happiness and joy when they connect to their greatness within. The other part of me that really helped made that happen was I was raised in an alcoholic household. My dad was an alcoholic. I had a real difficult time going through that. And during my teenage years, real difficult, super depressed. And luckily, I got involved with great books by self-improvement gurus like Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra, and tell you what, it made me wake up and connect to my higher consciousness, and so that really got me inspired to get into the self-esteem teaching and really be successful in business. But then in 2012, being turning around 50, I decided, man, you know, I've done well financially, but it's time to do what I really love, which is to help people find peace within. And really, that's when I started this path. A year and a half later, the book was published, The Peace Perspective, in 2014, September, and it's gotten great reviews throughout the world. And with the help of a special friend, Mark Kroner, for 35 years I've known him, he helped me really get inspired and helped me through the difficult times with my dad. And he became really spiritual, my rock. And then also, of course, my wife was really inspirational in helping me follow this path of helping people and putting the financial part of it to the side and focus on helping people find their greatness. And she helped me write the book. She was a great great person in helping me continue on this path. And through social media, since the book was published, I connected with so many people around the world. And really, it's been a joy to help people awaken a little bit through the whole process with the book. So it's been a great ride for me, and I look forward to many more things coming as we go through this process.
Fantastic, Mike. Thank you so much. Mike, be so kind to let the listeners know how they can contact you for any additional information as far as maybe book signing, speaking engagements, anything.
Well, the best way to reach me is if you go through my website, thepeaceperspective.com, there I have my email. Also, I have TV interviews, radio interviews, book samples, book reviews. The book was actually called, by many people who've read it, as a jewel that every parent or person should read. It's a book that gets people to wake up. So a lot of great things are happening. Also, through Facebook, which I'm really a big user of, I have inspirational sayings and posts every day, and a lot of people love it and been following it for many months, and it really helps them. Like I said, so if you go Mike Murkowski on Facebook, I do inspirational posts. It's a great way to keep in touch with me. But, it's something that I really, really love, and it's a way of me staying in contact with people on a daily basis. I get a lot of comments and feedback from that. Also, I want to mention one other site. It's called Living Peace Into Being, livingpeaceintobeing.org. And there, Arvetta Souza is a mentor of mine. She's helped me with the process. We've connected, and she's promoting world peace. So if you go to her site, livingpeaceintobeing.org, you can get a lot of information about world peace and so forth. One other thing I want to mention is that the main teaching of my book, and there's a lot of stuff there about children and how to raise them and how to help a parent awaken himself to find peace. But the main teaching for me and with the path I'm on here is to help people awaken to the fact that they're not just a drop, but the ocean itself. What I mean by that is we need to connect to our higher consciousness. And when we do this, connect to our oneness or the universal center, it sounds like philosophical, but when you do that, when you tap into your loving essence, everything becomes really easy. Things flow, and you attract so much to yourself that's positive. And it's one simple step of really looking beyond your separateness, your life story, connecting to the greatness that's within every single one. And the reason I believe people suffer because they think they're separate and they're fighting against everybody. But really, the key is to realize we are all the same. When you look outside and see all around you, that's part of you. Yourself doesn't end at your physical being. Ourselves is everything we see. And when you make that leap and see yourself as an ocean, it changes everything, because how can you really suffer when you see yourself everywhere? And people don't do that. I think 90% of people don't even realize that. So that's the key. That's the key approach. After reading a couple of hundred books and studying so many things, it comes down to the fact we need to really find and connect to our higher consciousness, and then we make better decisions naturally. And that's what I'm going through and really trying to promote and really help people do, because really that one step, you don't have to have an endless series of steps. It's the ability to connect and to your greatness and to your oneness. And the way we can do that is being mindful. When you're in a moment, you're watching something, too many times we're caught up in our head in a mental chatter, worrying, and it's just the mental chatter. It's not the real world. If we can stay present into our current event, whatever we're doing, washing dishes, going for a walk, even at work, if we remain focused, being mindful of what we're doing, it puts you at your natural state, which connects you to the universe, and you get so much enjoyment. To have suffering, you have to have irrational thinking. But if you cut off the thinking by being present in the moment, being mindful, you can't have your life story and all this stuff going on, this mental clutter. So really, it's that one step. Mindfulness is getting huge. It's that ability to be in the now, and it really makes a huge difference.
Oh, no doubt about it. I agree. I know we're kind of jumping the gun here a little bit. I'm really excited because I know we just spoke yesterday or a couple of days ago. And when we spoke, we had both had an aha moment of really not saving somebody's life, but really helping somebody save their own life. I like to speak about that, Mike. I believe the young lady I share with you in my midst of transit from San Diego through L.A., coming back to Arizona, you know, gave me a call and just was really at a state of suicidalness. And it's amazing. She came across my spirit, like you were talking about being present, being in the now. I thought about her. And I said, I know she was going through a lot because she just lost her mom. And I said, well, you know, she'll get back with me. How magically, I was the school I used to attend. She gave me a call. We prayed. We talked. And really just helped redirect that energy of those thoughts of not being worthy, not really just knowing it's okay, you need to cry or whatever you need to do, but just providing people the tools they need to make better choices. Please share with the listeners your experience, because it was just so wonderful. Because we both, I'm like, Mike, I just had the same aha moment, and we had it all together. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was probably, I believe it was July 1st. I do these inspirational posts on Facebook, and I've been doing it religiously just because so many people enjoy them. And a lot of times I'm up till like 1 or 2 o'clock just responding to people and their comments and so forth. I had this post, and this lady responded to it saying she's not really happy, she's not really worthwhile, and she's just not, doesn't see any exits out of her current situation. So I wrote back to her and told her she's worthwhile, I care about her, and just told her some positive things. And I reached out to her. We had some conversations through Facebook, direct message back and forth the following day. And she mentioned to me that really she was at her ends and she was ready to end it all. She was in a hotel room and had pills in her hand. And for some reason, she said she had a voice in her head saying, go to Facebook. She's part of like a spiritual group that I am part of. And at that moment, before she took the pill, she had the voice, whether it was a grandfather or was her own voice. And she went there, saw my post of a couple hugging and saying, I'm going to hug you so hard, your broken pieces will come back together again. And she was just taken back when I gave her some love. And that's the reason I made this change. So because, and we talked for an hour after, excuse me, the following day, I reached out to her, and she said basically I saved her life. She was ready to take the pill. Pills in her hand, and I've stayed in touch with her every couple of days, and she's doing good. I told her to get some positive books like Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now and other ones. She's reading those. She feels better. She's out with her sister enjoying life last week or 10 days, and I'm going to stay in touch with her once a month and also through Facebook and emails, and I'm blessed to be able to be there for someone. And just something simple like that is telling somebody they're worthwhile, they're connected to the greatness, and don't get caught up in your life story. And she was involved in an abusive relationship with her husband of 30 years, verbal and physical abuse, and she left 2 weeks prior, went to a hotel room and felt trapped, and now she sees there's a way out of her own life story and finding her greatness. So it's unbelievable that I was there for her, that the universe provided that. And I told her, it's not me. It's me just reminding you of how great you are, how great everybody is when you connect and get past your life situations. You can see things with a different perspective. And that's why I really call my book The Peace Perspective. It's really about your ability to see life in a different way. It's not the world has to change. Your perspective has to change by seeing yourself as one with the universe, and then everything falls into place. It's that simple. If you can do it, I've lived both ways, and I'm living now in peace and so much joy. People can't believe how peaceful I am and how much I get out of life, and that's the way life should be lived. We shouldn't be just struggling to get by life. Life should be savored and embraced, and when you connect with your greatness, you do that naturally, and and that's what I'm inspired on. I've been called upon to help people live as the ocean and not just a single drop.
No doubt about it. I just thought that synchronicity for both of us was just amazing. And it really goes back to, Mike, you and I really having this passion for just not the development of children, but the human race. You know, how can we be willing to show up and be a service and encourage someone in the darkest moments. I just found it mind-blowing that when we spoke on the phone, I had that experience, you had that experience, and I just know there was no coincidence that now we're going to have this show on Sunday, and really desire you to share that with the listeners, because I knew that there's people even that are maybe not doing this work that are doing this work. They need to hear these encouraging stories that even in the midst of, because everyone, just a handful, just know I had a very challenging time out in San Diego. And I'm blessed to have some great friends, great folks I was able to get together for this team, for this workshop. And somehow you guys really supported me in just moving forward and making choices that were very challenging for me. But in the midst of all of that, being able to come across people that were not living their dreams, didn't have the tools, still don't have the tools, and somehow being able to encourage them, I just found that very mind-blowing.
Yeah, you know, I feel like a lot of people, in a way, when you talk to them on the surface, they look pretty happy, but I think a lot of ways people are living lives of quiet desperation, you know, and it's difficult when you don't connect to your higher consciousness and you have this lower awareness. It's just the separateness. It's just me against the world. It creates a life of struggle and constantly achieving but never really getting there, reaching your point. Because when you get to a certain point, then you still want more. It's just a never striving but never arriving. And I'll go back to Arvetta Souza, which is one of my mentors and somebody I really think highly of. She read my book and put it on her website, Live Peace Into Being, because she believed in it. She thinks the book can be used not only for parents but students and in schools to help and inspire people to find this awareness through different ways. But she sees where different ebooks can be done from this offshoot of my book, where it could help people through mindfulness in schools and parental groups and so forth. It's a big vision, and she wants to help work with me on spreading this joy, this ability to reach this point. And life really is sometimes, when you connect to it, it conspires to help you. And the reason I say that, there's a lot of things going on in my life that's been amazing since the book was published, connecting with so many people and synchronicity out there. This young lady, I call her young even though she's my age, Kathy Christich, has made a tremendous difference in my life. She came into my life. She's also Macedonian. And she has allowed me to sign a contract to do a Woman Empowerment Expo. It's five cities starting in September in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And it's about empowering women through mindfulness and wellness to find their greatness, the way you do that is with the ability to connect once again to your greatness. And the fact that I had this situation with the young lady with verbal abuse and mental abuse and physical abuse, it gives me an opportunity to talk about mindfulness and stability for women who are in a lot of ways involved in situations that are difficult. And they stay in these kind of relationships somehow. There's so many women that stay in difficult relationships, even though they're not taken care of. Women should be respected and loved because they do so much, our children, and take care of the houses and even work. And a lot of times if men are struggling and not happy with themselves, they take it out on women. And women put up with that. And I think if you really respect and love yourself, you wouldn't put up with that kind of situation. Too many women do. There could be thousands and even millions of women living in those kind of situations. And this event, Women Empowerment Expos, will be the ability to help these women realize, you know, you have greatness within. No, we should never put up with anybody abusing us in any way. And it really kind of makes me upset that so many people and so many women live in those kind of situations. So I'm trying to help women find their dignity and their respect and not put up with these kind of situations. So it's a blessing that I will be able to be involved in that and help women realize their own greatness.
Oh, no doubt about it, Mike. And it's amazing. You know, we look at people try to stereotype. It's across the board. It doesn't matter what what economic background you come from. We're talking about very well-off women. Women are not very well-off. Women are middle class. We're just talking about really, once again, you and I both agree, women not having the tools to know. When you know how divine you are, when you know you're a child of the Almighty, and whatever that Almighty may be for you, that your ability to stand and speak your truth and say it's okay, it's not, once again, it's not what you say, it's how you say what you say. And there's never no time in history or life that's okay for anyone to put their hands on anybody.
Oh, not just that, it's the mental part. We're disrespected. It's amazing to me. You know, I've talked in this journey, I've ran across many beautiful women who are loving and have so much going for themselves, and yet I see them living in a relationship that just, they know logically they should not be living and putting up with this, but for various reasons, and it's totally irrational, they can't even explain it, they stay. And they stay in this relationship and really demean themselves. And, you know, I think for me with this woman empowerment and the situation with the lady that helped, you know, find her way, it's like the universe saying, okay, this is going on. There's no reason it should be. We got to find a way to help these women get their respect, connect to their greatness, and then stand up for themselves and not allow somebody to take control and live in that kind of environment, because there's no way anybody would put up with somebody saying bad things. The same thing I was doing when I was teaching my self-esteem class, the bullying situation out there. It's all about you standing up for yourself and realizing how great you are, and then you would never allow anybody to sabotage and take away your dignity and your life that you deserve. If you can't change somebody, you walk away and you find a new life, and you start surrounding yourself with people that respect and love you, and you don't stay in those toxic relationships.
So true. Once again, as the saying is, when you know better, you do better. And I believe when you know better and you don't do better, you really are in a position to you're able to make a choice or not make a choice.
And yes, you know, we always and that's the whole thing with this whole process is people always talk about delusion is it's my situation, the bad boss, the bad husband, my situation, I have health problems. And it's your ability to change the way you think and the way you look at situations. Your reaction is the power. And that's what I thought in the self-esteem class, and I talk about it in the book, is your ability to react to any situation. Situations will always change, but your reaction, the way you react is where your power lies. And people don't get that. They get caught up in the illusion that my situation is my choice, and they let go of their power. It's not the situation. That's the illusion. It's the way you're reacting to the situation is the problem. And when you can finally realize that, that's where life changes, because you can start blaming, you know, my children is in drugs, and, you know, my husband doesn't treat me well, because, you know, well, how are you reacting to it? Are we training our husbands to react that way by the way we're reacting to them? If he does something terrible to you and you allow that, you're training him to continue that behavior. So your reaction to him is really the key to changing your life. I also want to mention one other thing with Kathy Christie. She's been wonderful in helping me take my message and deliver it. She's also allowed me to, we're going to have a meeting with the Covenant House in Detroit, which helps homeless people and children, and I hope I can be involved in that where I can make a real difference, because there's so many people out there suffering, and, you know, that's going to be a wonderful opportunity to help the local people here who are suffering, whether they're homeless or struggling, you know, to get that message of let's get them the physical needs, but also mentally they probably have a lot of negative thinking, a lot of negative energy, and we can help them with changing the way they think and processing things. Another thing she's also allowed me is to be talking to a mindfulness class in Wayne State University in downtown Detroit about this mindfulness. So a lot of opportunities provided because of Kathy Christie, and she believes in this whole empowering thing, and she has the networking and ability to contact me with the local power surge in Detroit and beyond to bring my message out to the people. And I'm very excited because it's been a journey for me with writing this book and just being mindful. But now it's time to take the message out to the public and try to change lives. Because it's one thing to think about and write a book, but then to go out in the real world and make a difference, talk to people and touch your life, like the lady that was suicidal. That's a real difference, man. To actually help someone, she said, I was ready to end life, and to change a perspective. And there's so many people can be touched that way. I'm honored to have the opportunity to take this message and the peace that I have. And there's a way of doing that. You know, can you be mindful? Can you change the way you see yourself? These are all things you can do yourself. It's not related to your life story or your situation. It's about you finding your greatness, connecting to it, and then making better decisions. And it happens naturally when you can do that.
Oh, no doubt about it. Mike, I share with you that besides us talking personally, we can talk longer than 30 minutes. And I know you do not believe we have less than 5 minutes in the show.
That's powerful. Yes, it is.
Be so kind to let the listeners once again know how they can contact you for additional information, any book signings, any speaking engagements.
Well, like I said, thepeaceperspective.com, please go there. Yeah, like I said, I have a TV interview and radio interviews. It has a book sample and my book reviews. Also, want to mention real quick a couple of people that have been real helpful on my journey. Sasha Ognowski, he's an actor in Macedonia. He's helped get my book into the Macedonian people. That's where I'm from. I was born there, and I was 6 when I came over. And he's gotten my book into magazines and newspapers and radio and trying to get it in colleges. A great person. He believes in the book. It changed his life. And also want to mention Joe Mercado. He is starting a mastermind university out of New York, and he has me involved in that and in possible coaching online to help people. So as that unfolds, there'll be information on my website about my speaking presentations coming up for 5 City for the Woman Empowerment, also my coaching online through Mastermind University, also on my own. So, yeah, these are all opportunities that if you go to my website, thepeaceperspective.com, as things unfold and as I start this journey of touching lives and talking to people face-to-face in groups and so forth, it's just very exciting when you can touch lives and see a real difference being made. And, you know, when I look back, you know, two and a half years ago, I was a controller in an office, and now it's a totally different life where you're connecting with people around the world through Skype. I talk to people in South Africa, Europe, India, a lot of people that I know there. There's so many people, and they get this message. The world is changing. The consciousness is changing, and people are waking up more and more. And it's gratifying to know I'm going to be on the front lines in making a difference to help people see there is a new perspective, a new way to see the world. And it's a wonderful journey, and I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to share my message. And it's been a real blessing that we've touched base, and I look forward to staying in contact with you and growing as we go on this process together.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, Mike. And listeners, please know all the information about Mike, his website, phone number, email address, you can find it on my page on TawandaMAllen.com. You can find it also on my fan page on Facebook. I'm Lisa Darlington. All the information, Mike, can be located besides his website. It's all over the World Wide Web. So please contact him. Please contact him if you have any youth in your area that needs some inspiring, or just not youth and parents. And it's, well, you know, Mike, it's been a joy. I know I'm so excited. I was so honored to grab you up because 2015, we don't know where Mike's going to be at, but I know I'm honored to say in 2015 in July that you were on an Energy is Changing the World and somehow, you know, sending your message through Blog Talk Radio to make the planet a better place. So thank you so much for showing up, Mike.
Thanks, Tawanda. It's a blessing, like I said, that we've met. I look forward to sharing my message and staying in contact with you. And thanks for allowing me to talk to your audience today. So it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. Once again, you guys were missed. I know it's been 2 months, and I am still recovering. This really had a major hiccup, and I believe I've had a change of perspective and like how I can move forward and just not in my business, but really create the family I desire for myself. So I've learned some tools along the way, too. Please, once again, all the information can be found on Tawanda and Allen on my fan page on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it, Mike is there. Once again, please, everyone, have a blessed week. Be safe. Until next time, take care.